KAAEZF on Statewide 1.
KCKJO monitoring. Good morning.
KCKJO NAWRO.
Good morning. How was last night's Met? I couldn't get in.
It went well. I'm surprised you couldn't, though. Yeah, I almost missed my check-in. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention or something, but then I checked in with the out-of-counties. But, you know, it went well. It was good. Well, you were listening, so.
Yeah, I was trying to listen. I had it, you know, the radio by the back of the house, and it was sketchy, and then I was outside, and I can hear parts of it. I heard something about HF and if anybody was in HF. I'm like, no. So, yeah, I heard part of it. I heard, was it Dean LAX that checked in?
Yes, he did. And that was the question, is just, do you have HF? And if not, what are your plans? And he isn't like, you know, he knows that there's a text out there. And he said, that's fine. You know, it's just, so the question, it was a good question. I said, no, no code text since 93. And, you know, maybe sometime in the future, just not high priority right now for me. And that's all. It's kind of a little bit of a softball question, but I enjoyed it. And we, heck, even Rick checked in. And the other guy, Leonard, we were talking to, he checked in. The two contacts we had from over in Oakland, that's pretty cool if you made it.
Yeah, that was nice that Rick was able to check in. He must have gone through the Lapeer repeater or where he's at. He must have really hit Mel Clemens good.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I should have been looking at the voter, figuring that out. But, yeah, no, overall, it was good. Yeah, Mike did the net. You probably saw that. And then I believe Dave was in the parking lot at work, and he had to do his comments from there. But that worked out well, too. So, yeah, all good.
Yeah, I brought the radio up to the attic like we talked about, and I found the sweet spot. It is on the back of the house. And it's the second rafter in from right at the base, you know, right at the back of the house. So put an antenna in there. I'm wondering if just a small area on it. I'm trying to think. You know, like a whip, like a rubber duck kind of thing would work.
That's exactly. When I saw the picture of your attic, first off, you do have enough headroom there, but you could start simple. You know, you could even do you could just do a mobile on a ground plane, you know, get a pie pan or, but your main focus right now is how long does the coax have to be, so you'd have to guesstimate that, and what's your path down to where your radio is at?
Yeah, that's my next adventure, seeing where I can get the coax down.
My thing is, I know for you it probably doesn't matter because you can terminate. You can put new ones on, but I like the factory installed 259s, and so I always like to order my cables, you know, the length that I need. And you got to get that, you know, talk about the measure twice, cut once. You got to get that down pat. Sometimes it's kind of hard to estimate that when you're winding through the studs like that.
Yeah, I just have to find where I can get it down into the house, you know, get it downstairs at. That's the hard part.
And that old thing, depending on how old your place is the fire stops. Sometimes they have fire stops in the wall, and you hit it, and it's like, oh, no, I can't get through.
100%. I mean, I know where the stairs are at, you know, that channel right there. But, yeah, I could hit some fire stops. That's what I got to play next. Like I said, I got... got to figure it out. Maybe just drill a hole all the way down. Something. Got the bit, just the time, and got to get the cable.
Yeah, I forgot if I told you, but Dave is, I think I already told you, Dave is in agreement that they don't have anything on deck planned right now this minute for a next hospital trip. Sorry about that. Too many radios on here, man. I got to turn my scanner down. Yeah, there's only any on deck for the hospital, but But he's in agreement with that. When something arises, that he'll get a hold of us and have our schedules for that week, and we'll join him.
Yeah, 100%. Maybe that's something that we'll do in the cooler months. You know. But yeah, whenever he's ready, I'm ready.
And of course, we got the set coming up. Oh, and also that concept. I already told you this. The concept of just by default, me being dispatched to you. That's a thumbs up. Sounds good.
Oh, you have to refresh my memory on that concept.
Well, obviously, he doesn't want to micro plan we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to kind of have, those that are participating aren't supposed to know too much, because that's how it's going to happen in real life. But in your case, I'd be your ride for the net. But it's not only for the net. It'd be like, I can hold you by phone. Hey, Tom, you need a ride? So, yeah, I could use a ride. And I'd go up there, grab you, and be dispatched wherever we're going. We'll either be a two-man unit, or maybe they have you at the EOC, and that's all to be determined. And obviously, wherever they want us, we're happy to go. But I can get you down there, or you're going to be in my car, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that works for me. You got my number, so, yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, I think that might work out good. And then, of course, I don't want to be too involved in the planning stages, because I want to play on the net on a set day. So, again, looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, me too. Love to see how this goes. Sounds fun. Yep, like I said, feel bad that I missed the other one, but I had prior engagements.
I think the next thing I'm going to be doing in the next couple of weeks is refresh the Winlink skills, because it does look like Winlink is going to play a part in this. But again, apparently, I think it's cheating, but we can use the Internet. You can use Telnet. They don't, I'll confirm it with Dave, but it doesn't appear that they give any extra credit, so to speak, for going over RF. That said, I might still use the Aaron and Riley's airport gateway up there, because we're so close anyways.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my little ball thing does quite well, and I have two. So if one dies, I just flip it over to the other.
I might need to get with you on how to actually use that IAOC if I can't figure it out, because I got one. I was up at the airport the other day, and I was fiddling with it, and I never could get it to work. So I went back with a digital, and then that worked fine. So I still got to jump into it. I'm sure I can figure it out, but if I can't, I might be getting a hold of you.
You're talking about like the little one that I have that John passed on to me with the little, what is it, 3D printed case for it?
The one, I think they call it like any other cable, or IAOC is the acronym. But that's the one. It's got the Kenwood, Bofang, I guess, two-pin jack. And yeah, I got a little case for mine too. Very well, but it snaps together. And I got a USB cable for it, and I got everything I need. I just didn't fit to look at instructions on how to actually connect it to the PC, I guess. In fact, for all I know, maybe that thing is plug and play. I'll just have to play with it again.
Does it keep giving you a communication issue? Where it says fail to connect or can't initialize the port. I think I lost you there for a second.
Oh, that was John, 88OD, that gave it to you, right?
Yes, but he said I had to use a specific cable for it, because there's some that are just charger cables and then there's others that are charger data. So when you use it in Winlink, when you try to open up the port, does it give you an error?
I'm looking at it right now, and I did order the specific cable, the USB cable, so that I wouldn't have that problem. And to answer your question, I don't remember what it did. But you know what? I got time today. I'll play with it today.
Yeah, let me know. And I said after work, if I get done early enough, I'll stop by.
And then the other thing, there's a groundhog in the backyard. The other thing is that our EOC's got to have Winlink. But again, it just needs to be a computer and laptop with internet connection. But so Dave already knows this, but I'll get with him. So we'll have to make that happen. I mean, I do have my book, but I think I'd like to have my tough book in the field.
Yeah, we can figure it out. That's not a problem. I'm sure it's just a port issue somewhere. But if you got time.
Well, for this thing, you got no choice because of the jack pattern. You have to do the bolt pattern or the Kenwood, I guess. But, because the other one, the DigiRig, I've got it for both the Azu and the ICOM. But, I like to get it working. But, again, I don't want to spend too much on it because apparently it doesn't really matter. We can go over the Internet as well. But we do have some messages we have to send. A certain amount of messages, so, he'll assign it, but we do need to know who has WinLink capabilities so they know who to assign it, the task to, in order to get the points.
I have internet and I have radio, packet. So I have both. I even have a little modem that I can plug right into my laptop, LTE. Cyber modem.
Alrighty. Might become to use depending on which way they deploy us. But I guess you're right. We would have to be, you'd be on the list. We got to get 32 on the roster. Of those 32, how many can do WinLink? We need to know that, or they need to know that so they know how to deploy. Alright, Tom, I'm gonna cut you loose because I want to go up in the backyard and shoot that groundhog out of my yard. Not allowed, but I will be monitoring on and off today, because if I go to WinLink mode, I'll have to have this off. But safe travels today in AWRO. Have a good one.
Sounds good. Enjoy the day. Have fun with WinLink. 73 for now. KAZ8, KGO clear, and monitoring. Statewide 1.
Hey, Tom, I'll give you one of my radios and you can put WinLink and do it for me.
Yeah, you have a Bofang too, don't you?
I've got just about every freaking handheld made, so, yes.
Yeah, we can do that. Whatever day you want to do it.
Yeah, well, if it's worth the points, I'll let somebody do it for me, or I'll push the buttons, whatever's legal.
Yeah, not a problem. Like I said, I don't know where John got the little connector from for the Bofang, but they're like $20, I think, or a DigiRig.
Yeah, we got Wuxoms, we got Bofangs, we got what's the good one? And the BridgeCom system sells. We got those. I think I got everything. Redis. What other flavors? Gazu. You name it. We got it. So whatever one works the bestest.
Yeah, I want to see if I got to talk to John and see where he ordered from, or even Tim when he comes back on the radio. Make one for a Vertex standard, like a VX231 or 261. I have like 20 of those. If I can get one made for that, then I have a radio dedicated strictly for packet.
Okay. You're going to be doing a lot of driving today?
Yeah, I'm heading to Plymouth right now. And then I got one in Novi, and I forgot what the other one is. So, yeah, I'll be out and about. Yeah, just hit me up on the cell phone or on the radio, see which one I'm at. And if you tell me you're at, I'll see where I'm at, maybe we'll hook up for lunch.
Yeah, my appointment's right at lunch. That's the problem. It's with one of my whales, so I'm going to be very, very busy. WAPD.
Oh, we'll just pick another day then. You going to the picnic tomorrow? When you get out to the truck and stuff, I'll be on P25, of course.
All right, that's all I'll have with me. I won't have DMR. Well, I might have it in a handy talkie. Maybe I'll grab a handy talkie. But yeah, I just got UHF and FP25. I'll look at my work car as an XLT1500.
All right. Well, you know, I'll be on one of the three.
You should be on three of three, WD. You should be on three of three.
I am. Whatever one chirps up is the one that I grab the mic for.
You get concerned. I get a lip service about it.
All right. Let's see. I've got, what do I got here? I've got P25. I've got the analog. I've got this, and I've got DMRS. I've got four of four.
Well, I have three of three. I actually have three of four because the DMR and the GMRS are on the same radio. So when my coworker comes back next week, and I'll be on more GMRS than DMR. But I have another radio that I can put in here. Just got to buy another antenna. We'll see.
We've ordered a couple of those rapid type radios for work. Just for work, I'll let you know.
Which radios?
Those.
Oh, is that the one the guys have been calling the TID radio?
Yeah, they're actually all the same. They use the band. Call it, you know, you take away the brand names, basically they call it an IoT SIM card. So that's what you get, Internet of Things SIM cards. So like the Coca-Cola machines and all the other stuff that are reporting in, they're all doing it via IoT, and you get like a gig a month at, you know, low speed, blah, blah, blah. So it went like really easy in the company, and they said, yeah, let's try a couple. So I thought, okay, so I ordered a couple. I talked to KF8S, I'm out of knowledge on him, so... Okay, it was inexpensive enough, so we're going to try it.
Groovy. Need to chat with you for about 2 seconds on the back phone when you get a chance.
Problem. Let me finish getting ready here. I'll call you in about 5.
All righty, let me get back to some work stuff. Pay Friday. Usually on Pay Fridays, we try not to crack out our tools. Oh, yeah, you.
Not to go far today either, but I can't say no to this client. All right, talk later. I'll catch you on 2-5 or something analog when I'm driving there. That'll be it, Kitty.
Sounds like a plan. Here's your kid, Joe. DRC. K8DRC. KCK Joe. Good morning, Jack. Don't forget on digital, when you key the mic, you want to give it a couple seconds because you're dropping part of your call sign. Yeah, that's better. You're a little over-modulated, but you still sound okay. How are you this morning? Just kicking back, relaxing, enjoying retirement as usual?
Pretty busy this morning, correct?
Sounds like I lost you, Jack. KCAKJO.
Good talking to you. I just wanted to see if we're getting out on this digital or not. Take care. Have a good day. KFADRC.
Hey, have a good one, Jack. You sound good. I'm going to say just a little overmodulated. You might want to drop your mic gain a little bit. 73 to you. Have fun. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
KYNU. Monitor.
KYNU. NAWRO. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing there, Tim?
Yeah, very good today. It was a good net last night. Quite enjoyed that. Actually, back to working on Winlink again. But just curious, the way you read that
I don't think we're required to do an RF connection. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, no, we're not required. It's not something that we have to do. But it might be something good to do, just so that we test it out and see, just kind of have an idea of what we can and can't do and kind of get an idea of our abilities during the set.
Okay. And I know we'll speak more about this on Monday, but we'll just determine how many of our members are confident they can do wingling, so you know what is at your disposal, I presume. And then for EOS, you guys will need either a desktop or a laptop with internet availability, I would assume, right?
Yes, yes. So my plan is that I've got to see if I can get it on my Mac because my Windows machine decided to bow out of life and go to the internet sky and beyond. So I've got to see if my Mac will let me do that, and I'm going to bring my Mac along to the set. So,
all right, sounds like a plan. And I do have my tough book opened here, and my intention was to bring that mobile with me on that day. Although in that case, if I'm mobile, I guess in a way I need to go through RF because RF would probably be more available than. I guess I could use my phone hotspot. Ah, we'll figure it out. I don't need to. But it's nice that we're partnering with who we're partnering because I can hit their gateway. Of course, we'll have to do some type of a timeshare setup. We don't want to be conflicting with any traffic they might be sending.
Yeah, for sure. That is a good thought there. We'll reach out to them and kind of plan things out. Like I said, I'd like to try to work together with them and kind of go from there. And also, I don't know, I think I might have mentioned on the net last night, but Brandon said that depending on availability, he might join us at the EOC and kind of join the set as well.
That'll be awesome. I understand that he does have a space there for his division, which apparently you guys will be able to set up on, so that'll be awesome.
Yeah, for sure it will be. It'll be a good thing. Looking forward to it. I'm excited. Now, there was a little bit of confusion as far as the date. I did send Keith an email with Max, this email that he sent me, so got that covered. And I think there was another county that was asking, so they got that information as well. So we should all be on the same page then.
Yeah, like I commented, I understand the confusion because I believe it was done historically on the second Saturday, but they after their overall hot wash, they decided, no, it should be on the first, and then you and I figured out that it is indeed. But, boy, I tell you, I was a little concerned there when I heard Wayne County on the net. Yeah, it's the 11th, but I'm thinking, oh, I got postcards out with a different date on that. We already committed to the 4th, so. But I'm glad we worked it out. No big deal.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad too. My heart sank when you mentioned that because I'm like, oh, did I miss something or did I misread or understand something? I was like, well, if anything, we'll just run something that day, and it is what it is, and we'll work with what we got, and with or without the state, and it is what it is.
That part sounds good, and we'll again discuss this more on Monday. But I did have a short QSO with Sean this morning, and he's interested in. Getting some of our people for the to disconnect and reconnect repeaters when necessary, especially for Windley or for Skywarn, I would assume, and as well as any exercise. So we have some key people that you and he approve of that can be trained in how to do that. And I did throw my hat in the ring for that.
perfect, because I was just about ready to ask if that was something that you'd be willing to do, or have the at least the knowledge of how to do it. I trust your judgment. So you're one of the many on the high list there, Mike, you, and, myself, Wally. I was maybe thinking about John, because he's pretty good there. So we had a lot of good guys, and but you were at the top of my my first ask. So,
well, I appreciate that. It is a team effort, and it kind of goes hand in hand because of my interest in Skywarn. Yeah, at this point, probably starting next year. You know, because when Jeff starts up his nest, it's nice to have a team out there helping him out. So I realize at some point he has done in the past everything as far as handling, you know, even when Mycon fires up, he gets both sides of that. But then I just noted there's times you're at work and it would be nice for you to have a backup on that Mycon.
Yeah, it's an awesome idea. I think you'd be really good at it. I think you have the knowledge and the understanding to do it. So yeah, definitely. I'm 100% there with you. Honestly, you know, if you want to take lead on that, I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. It's your call. You know, whatever you feel comfortable with, you let me know, and we can do that, or we can kind of tag team it or whatever. I think he'll do a good job. Okay, yeah, next storm season, maybe we can meet up with Jeff. You know, he can kind of go over some things here with you, and you know, you and I can sit down, and one activation here, we'll can chat him in. The next one, you can just have it.
Sounds like a plan on that one. And then I know the spec's going to kind of take precedent now, but once we get the hospital nets up and going, I wouldn't mind assisting Tom with that. So get experience on the nets here, and then, of course, at one point take our Thursday net. We probably should get – I know you guys are trying, but we probably should get a lot of our membership just rotated through. I see that other groups – it's just part of the deal. It's your turn for the net. Here you go.
Yeah, I don't mind. My thing is I want to make sure everybody's comfortable and make sure that, you know, they're confident in what they're doing. And last thing I want to do is put you in a situation where you're not comfortable, because I personally don't like that myself. I don't like, you know, being thrown into something and I'm not comfortable with it, so. But that's also sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone and just do it. So we can talk more. There's a lot of good topics for the command meeting here that's coming up.
And one of the last questions I had for Monday: how many do we have showing up so far? Because I'll print out a few rosters and, you know, just have enough copies for everybody.
I believe right now, Paul, myself, Wally, and Mike, and then you are all showing up. So that's pretty much all the command staff there.
That's what I figured. So I'll make accommodations for that. It's just a few of the updated rosters, you saw that I added the. I had added Dean, so he's officially on the roster, so that he won't keep showing up as, you know, John can take him off that postcard list. So he's officially one of the membership now.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm glad he joined up. I'm glad he's with us. Good add on that one. And looking forward to meeting him hopefully here at our next meeting. And yes, it's good. It's good to see the fruits of the labor. flavor there, and I know Brandon did say he was talking about adding us to a notification list. So the county has a mass notification system that they use, and so they're going to talk about adding us to that mass notification system. So we don't have to pay for that, and that's something that the county will cover, and we'll have to do that. So maybe if they don't cover the cost on postage, maybe I can help out with the postage.
Well, I'm not really too concerned about that. I just figured we ought to go ahead and do the ask, because if they could have, then the program could be more than a pilot project. It could actually ramp up a little bit, and we could, you know, get kind of crazy with it, you know, within reason. But if that's not the case, I can handle it at the pace we're doing. It's not really that much.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see what they say and kind of go from there. I know they got to sit down and talk about some things. They didn't give us any answers as far as whether they'll cover anything. The only thing that they were like, yeah, well, you know, we'll definitely look at covering the mass notification system. So we'll go from there and see. I'll have to show you guys. I've got a couple of colors for our shirts picked out, so I'll bring that to the meeting here, and you guys can look at that. And then if we do get approval on shirts, then you guys can kind of have a say in what color shirts we go with.
I just always think of occasionally being out near traffic, so I always go with high visibility. But then again, part of the season we're going to be covered up with coats anyway, so. But, that's going to be nice. I like the idea of a polo shirt, too, because that's what I do in the summertime.
Yeah, same here. Looks professional. So if we go to an event or we go to maybe like a recruiting event or something like that, we look professional, not like a bunch of clowns.
Yep, sounds good. And, we got a couple other questions, but we got to save them for Monday. And not appropriate for over the air, but looking forward to. And then, you know, I'll get slightly involved in the planning, but maybe not too much because I'm out in the field participating. Does that sound right?
Well, you're gonna have some idea of what's going on. This year, I'm going to try to do something a little bit different as far as, you know, the other command staff. I think what we might do is we might try to keep it as hush-hush as possible and then just go with it, because during an actual event, we're only going to have so much information. And obviously, I'll know what's going on, and, so kind of, kind of be the around that one, but I want to try to keep it as low profile as possible, and that way then we really kind of get a good feel of what we can and can't do, and kind of get an idea of where everybody's understanding is, and we'll know what our strengths are and our weaknesses are.
Yes, I definitely am on board with that, and I'm looking forward to it, because this time I'm like, fully deployable. Like, you know, I'll check in. I've got my mobile. Because last time I didn't even have a mobile radio in the car. I wanted to stay in the footprint of the repeater up here with an HT. Well, now it's like, where do you need me? Just whatever you guys dispatch. And then I did speak to Tom about the transport there. So, you know, if the options are yours, we could be a two-man unit. We can be a two-man unit partially. I could take him to the POC there. I could be a runner from one EOC to St. Clair EOC. There's so many options. And like I said, don't tell me. Let me know on the day of.
Yep, exactly. So I like it. It's going to be good. We've got a good team. We've got a good group of guys. And, I'm excited. This is good stuff. I'm liking it. I'm liking the direction we're going.
Yep. I'm quite enjoying it, to be able to put the ham radio equipment and knowledge to use. So, but looking forward to tomorrow, so I'll be there. I'll probably leave here, you know, pretty early, like 10:30, so I guess to arrive at 11. And I'll bring this new Kinect Systems radio in the car with me as well. Just some people might want to take a look at it, but yep, looking forward to that tomorrow. I got family coming tonight for the good old days. The other side of town is all set up like they do every year, so it's going to be fun. In future, I'm thinking of maybe getting with John Moore, the city manager, and maybe we could look at some of the bike rides that they have here at the Macomb Orchard Trail. If we,
Yeah, this is a great idea. We were talking to Brandon yesterday, and I guess they've got a big meeting with a lot of the communities here coming up, so I've got some really good information, good news for you guys coming up here at the meeting, so it's going to get busy. I'll say that much.
P-A-N-W-J.
I heard a break. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, it's just me, Rick, K-A-W-O-J. I just wanted to say you guys are pretty impressive. So far, I've been hearing you guys every day working on this stuff. You ought to be able to get a whole lot of points this year. I hope you do anyway, because you work hard at it. And although I'm not in Macomb County, I appreciate all the time you guys and efforts you guys spend on this stuff. That's it. I just wanted to bust in and give you some kudos. KEWOJ.
Well, thanks, Rick. I greatly appreciated that, and I was happy to see that you were able to join the net last night. Always appreciated. Dave, over to you.
Yeah, Rick, appreciate you hopping on there. And if you're interested, you're always welcome to join us on the set. You're always welcome to join us on the Nets, and, you know, we're here. I know you live out in Oakland, and but you're always welcome out here working with the set, work with us out here, too, so don't be a stranger. You're always welcome.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I'll always be listening anyway. But anyway, I don't want to interrupt you guys. You guys are getting a lot of stuff done there, so you guys go right ahead, and I'll be on the side.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it again, NAWRO. So looking forward to Monday as well, Dave. We'll get a lot of stuff done, I'm sure. And that used to be my favorite restaurant 15 years ago before I retired. That was our lunch place.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been over to Bob Evans. It's been a while, so hopefully the food's still good. Looking forward to it. Leo asked me last night where we were meeting. She's like, I might have to go along on that one.
All right, sounds good, Dave. Unless you have anything else, I'll cut you loose. Can't think of anything else for the good of the order, but pleasure as always. NAWRO.
Sounds good there, Jim. Sounds good. I'm going to hop off here almost to destination anyways. But good chatting with you. And I'm always around, so I usually carry my radio on me pretty much anywhere I go. So. Yeah, if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out and enjoy your day. It's awesome. It's beautiful. So, all right, 73 CN, and I'll be listening out. This is KYNU.
Heck, Dave, I didn't even realize you were mobile. Your signal's so good, so good deal. All right, have a good one. NAWRO, clear QSO.
KZKJO, mobile again. Sunny CNT, statewide one. KZKJO, mobile monitoring, statewide one.
KEHLAX monitoring statewide one.
KEHLAX, KCHKGL. How's it going, Dean?
KCHKGL, KEHLAX. How are you doing today, Tom? I'm doing all right. Just getting ready to pick up the kid from Anchorage School.
Well, I decided to take 23 South to go to Ann Arbor, and, well, the freeway's closed.
I had no idea. Yeah, I normally don't go that way unless I'm over that way for a wedding or for something special, but I haven't been over that way in quite a long time. Is it closed for construction, I would assume, since we live in Michigan?
I don't know yet. All it says is freeway closed after exit 49, expect delays. So, Lord only knows why.
Fair enough. Hey, I have a couple questions for you. When was the barbecue at Metro Beach? Was that Saturday, I think I heard?
Tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Metro Beach.
And do you know if that $10 is per person?
No, it's $10 just to get into Metro Beach, you know, because it's a Huron County Metro Park.
Okay. Normally I don't go there. But, yeah, that would make sense because when I go to Stone Creek, it's that. So, okay. And also, I noticed, where is the best place to find my information? Because I noticed there's a couple websites. I went on the Facebook, which ironically I was already following. I didn't know that. And the last post of anything on there was in March. And when I go online to the website, there's nothing on the calendar, and it says that I don't have access to it.
Did you get an email from Dave at NYU? If not, I can give you the details. It's at Metro Beach, 11 a.m., Park D as in Delta. And there's a $10 entrance fee to get in.
Don't think I got that information. Got it now. You've definitely clarified. I do appreciate it. No, I was just curious. I noticed the last 2 months, people have been instructed to refer to the Facebook page, but I thought there's not a lot of activity on it, so I was just curious where the information's posted, if anywhere.
It is on, we actually have a Discord account, and then you look up ARPSC, and you can get to it there. If you get a hold of Dave, K at NYU, he can send you the link to get into ARPS and go into the member chat.
Verifying that. Now, off of...
Well, it's only 12:56, and I work till 6 o'clock, so I guess cut fingers and toes on that one. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't realize that the traffic was going to be like this, but, yeah, it's literally shut down, so there has to be an accident or a tipped over semi or something.
Fair enough. What do you do for work?
I am an access tech specialist for Johnson Controls. So I take care of ID badging systems, their door latches, card readers, programs, things like that. I've been doing it for, 20, almost 30 years? I've been with the company for 32, but the first couple of years, I was in the Central Station when it was around in Madison Heights, and then when they closed doors, I moved out to service. KJO. Yeah, we had a battery division, we had an automotive division, and when my company merged with Johnson Controls International, I used to belong to Tyco Fire and Security. When we merged back in 2017, 2018, then, I think they sold off the battery portion and the automotive. So we're like life safety, building controls, HVAC, fire suppression, security cameras, access, all the other stuff. Well, nothing more than seeing a random stick just flying into the middle of the freeway.
That's definitely cool. I do believe that currently Johnson Controls still does a good chunk of batteries. I don't know how they divide that out or if it's its own separate entity now. As far as your stick in the middle of the highway, I had an interesting experience about a week ago. I was on the bike on 94 heading towards Roseville, and a highway sign was flying at the bike. That was a very sketchy, interesting one. There's definitely nothing like that as well.
Well, here's a kicker for yesterday. I was at the office in Auburn Hills, in the stock room, and I was picking up some parts, but then I left there and I went into the general office area. But one of the material handlers came and he goes, "A coyote just walked into the shop." Like, "You're kidding me." He goes, "No, came out of the field, you know, on the other side of the parking lot, and walked right in the shop." So we had a coyote just hanging around in the shop.
You know, I'm a hunter and I love nature, but those things are really aggressive when they get cornered.
Oh, believe me, when Austin went back in there and he saw it, and then trying to shoot it out, and it ran out. So then he closed the door. But yeah, it just walked right in the shop like nothing. Hold on, I'll be right back. KCKJO.
Roger, KEHLAX, Danny.
KCKJO. Okay, I'm back. I think this is the only radio that's working for me today.
Well, what's wrong with the other ones? AWRO.
Because I'm sitting on 23 South at like Whitmore Lake area, and the P-25 is sketchy. I can hear Wally and Phil chatting on it, but I don't think I can get out on it because I'm in a real crappy area. And I was talking to Dean, LAX. I was giving him info on that. So, and then there's the analog out here. It's pushing it for Detroit for 175 and pushing it for Phil's repeater.
Well, I have to say your DMR signal is doing fine. I just got back from lunch from Ted's and stopped by the good old days fairgrounds. Always not too crowded, not right now, but everything's up. Everything's ready to go. I should have got some elephant ears.
No, I like the funnel cakes. Actually, I like them both. They're both the same thing. One's flat, one's all squiggly. KEHLAX, Dean, you still out there? Did we lose you? KCKJO.
Nope, I'm still here. Just had to switch seats and brace myself for the kid taking over the driver's seat. Yeah, is good old days this weekend?
Yes, Dean, it sure is. In fact, technically started yesterday. I heard the demo derby from the house here, so Friday it really gets rolling. And of course, they get the whole, you probably know about it, you know. And then they get the kids' parade tomorrow, and of course the grand parade is Sunday.
Copy that. I might try to convince the wife to go out there. I've been out to the good old days in quite a few years, actually.
I haven't been to the good old days in a couple of years. Maybe we'll go Sunday. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I've been talking about I have family coming tonight. My daughter's coming with the 3-year-old twins and then my 7-year-old granddaughter. But I am going to make that picnic tomorrow. It's going to actually work out fine because her and her cousins are bringing the kids over to the Midway during that time tomorrow, and Papa doesn't want to go, so I can definitely get down to Metro Park. That's not a problem. Dean, over to you.
As long as I get back to the house, so I can try to meet a few people, put some faces from there. I'd also like to try to meet.
Well, I will be there. My wife will be there. My daughter will be there. My son will not be there. You know, because of the little disagreement, I guess you can say, and whatever you want to call it. Plus, he's spending time with his new little family. But I'll be there with bells and whistles.
I'm looking forward to it. I might actually leave, well, not really early, because, you can come whenever you want, but it was 11 to 1. So I might actually get out of here around 10:30 to get down there a little early. I imagine Mike's doing the cooking because he's known for that. So I would be happy to assist Mike as a assistant chef. I used to be a cook way back. I think I told you, Tom, way back in the old days, the restaurant in Utica when I was a kid. But learned how to make eggs, learned how to make breakfast. Good deal. Dean, you're a little bit digitized on the last one, but I got 95% of that. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, we're probably just in a bad spot. I was at 26 and County Line. That was probably just a bad spot, a little bit far from the machine. I should be clear now, though.
Yeah, you sound pretty good now. And I'm sorry, that are you gripping on to the old crap bar that's in front of you or the one that's on the A-pillar while your kid drives?
Dean, if you prefer, we should let you go, man. That's got to be, I don't know about that.
Can you stand by a moment? Okay, I had to settle down and stop laughing so hard. She was like, you better tell them that I'm an okay driver. I'm also in a 2006 Grand Prix. There's no passenger side oh crap handle or an A-pillar handle.
You need to change out that 3-point for a 5-point. You know, one of those NASCAR belts.
Tom, we're going to have to get him expedite the yellow flashing light, the mag mount yellow flashing light for that vehicle.
Or a bumper that says, please help me. I'm a parent with a student driver.
I'm sure she's doing fine. I can tell from here. Go ahead, Dean.
No, she's good. She is a good driver. Her mom complains that she doesn't like to slam on the brakes on yellow lights, and part of that is my fault because I hate when drivers get right up underneath a yellow light and then slam on the brakes. I can't stand it. But also being a mechanic, I know what it does to the cars, so I'll usually roll through them if it's not too late. And she does the same thing, and her mother hates it. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray 4ID.
KZ8KGL. Dean, when she starts saying, you know, when you're driving with her and you're like, honey, it's 55 miles an hour and she's doing 65, and she tells you, it's just, you know, a suggested speed limit, then you'll be where my daughter is.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, that brings back the old days. My son's actually a pilot now. He's not flying anymore, but he's trained as a pilot. I had a Jeep, manual transmission, or Jeep Wrangler, and my daughter ended up learning how to do the man call, but my son never wanted to do it. And he can fly a plane now. It's so odd. Over to you, Dean.
That's actually really cool. I've been trying to get her, as soon as she gets her license in Michigan, you can go right for your CY. So I've been trying to convince her of that because I have an extra bike that I'm rebuilding in the garage. so I've been trying to convince her of that. She still does the speed limit, but I'm waiting for the day that, you know, I say the speed limit's 65 and I look down and she's doing 15 over.
Well, this is a quote that I've told both my kids, and my wife also tells them, never drive faster than your angel can fly, or your guardian angel can fly.
I remember that one, Tom. We used to use that as well. You talked about a cycle endorsement, Dean. I still have mine. I haven't had a bike. I haven't had a bike in like 40 years. But for some odd reason, every time I renew my license, I still... Just for grins and giggles and, you know, old time's sake, I renew that cycle endorsement.
Yes, I was referring to the cycle endorsement. 99% of the time, if weather permitting and no snow on the ground, I am on the bike. Almost guaranteed. Usually ride clean up to November, mid-ish November. But no, my favorite quote is "Do as I say, not as I do," and kind of come to the same way.
From what it sounds like, she knows how to use the horn because I just heard that. Go ahead, Tim.
C So not near as fun as, of course, my biking days around here, especially around good old days. But they changed the order. Okay, load up the grandkids and, you know, go get ice cream or something like that. Over to you, Dean.
Yeah, there's a... I haven't been in there in a long time. It's 5. There's a golf...
I didn't get all of that because I don't think I'm in the sticky area. Well, there goes a 50-ton tow truck, so I'm sure there's a semi that needs to be lifted up on 23. But I don't have a cycle endorsement, but I do have a chauffeur's license.
Well, that's nice, Tom. And for whatever reason you need to change careers, or unless you're using that now, I'm not. But, Gene, I know that place you're talking about, and that's kind of what brings it to mind. I almost had half a mind to stop to see if they rented one, like a rent to buy or something for this particular weekend, because they actually lift the regulation this weekend. You don't have to have your golf cart registered with the PD for this weekend only, because they used a ton of golf carts to shuffle everybody around to get, you know, all the parade participants where they need to go. But, over to Dean.
Yeah, I didn't know.
There's a 3K, 5K run coming up at Westview Orchards, if you're interested in it, Dean. It's a 3K, 5K walk run. And you get a glass, I think you get cider and donuts. And I think registration's, you know, not that expensive. I was thinking of doing that. See if a bunch of people from ARPS want to do it.
Tom, I saw that on Discord, and, you know, I'm not going to actually be doing any running or biking, but I did have this brings up a discussion I had with Dave with regards to, we're right here close to the Macomb Orchard Trail, and there's all kinds of events on there, the runs and the bike, and I'm thinking, you know, we could deploy. We could probably be, you know, some assistance with that. That might be something for our group to do. And, Dean, if we didn't already get you an invite to the Discord group, we'll do that soon here so you can get in on some of the chatter. It's a private group that for the ARPS members, I think.
Yeah, I have not gotten an invite for that just yet. I would greatly appreciate that because I was just asking earlier how to get information, because I noticed during the Nets, everyone's kind of referred to the Facebook page, and when I went on there last night, the last post was from March.
I might be losing your guys. I'm getting off of North Territorial. Woo! Yep, Whitmore Lake, that's where I'm at, over by the Tractor Supply. And there's a bunch of people stuck in traffic. It's definitely shut down.
Oh, no. Well, your signal's coming in good, Tom. I'm not sure if you're catching us then. Yeah, unfortunately, Dean, right now that the best way is when you get this invite to Discord. I mean, I knew Discord from the old days for playing games, and it's still they still do that, but they're actually using it for groups like ours, and it's a really good way to post it. You can find it's where all the information's at, and then if you just want to post an overall membership, there's even chat channels, audio chat channels on there that we can use, and it is all set up. So we'll get you that invite, and that'll you know, make you a full member that way, because you get so much information that's kind of buried right now. So, yep, over to you.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I do have a Discord account. I haven't used it in a long time. Back some years ago, we actually used it for our motorcycle rides because we had helmet comms for our cruiser guys, and then we were riding with a couple cross rocket guys, and someone was like, since we don't have the same comms, why don't we use the Bluetooth and use it through Discord? And that actually worked.
Yeah, I had Discord, and I just created a new account strictly for ARPS, but I will be right back. KCAKJO.
Okay, Tom. NAWRO. Yeah, I hadn't had an account for, I don't even think I had an account, but I remember my son using it. But, you know, they flipped it over here, and then the only thing when you get it would be on this account if you could make your name, your call sign and first name. It's not, some of them don't have it, but if you somehow get your call sign and first name in there, it's helpful, because otherwise you get all these goofy screen names and we don't know who's who.
Fair enough. That can bear, that can definitely be done. If you don't mind, I'm going to step away for just a second, because I know I can't get through the house to the machine, and I'm going to switch over to the hotspot.
Copy that. NAWRO listening.
NAWROKEALAX returning on the hotspot.
Wow, that even sounds better. Your signal is good on mobile, but wow, that's really good.
Completely different radio, and I have just a radio set up for my hotspot with a tiny stubby antenna.
Yeah, once I get done fully understanding DMR and this Kinect Systems radio I have, I think that might be the next thing I have to do. I don't really have to because I'm so close to the repeater, but I'm thinking maybe a clear node. A clear node would be nice.
I'm currently using a just a MMDVM on a Pi Hat duplex, not simplex. It was tricky to figure out, but I was able to get it.
I think I remember when you were setting that up just a little bit ago. Tom was helping you out, Wally, and then Central Michigan Jeff was actually putting some input in there. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
The other thing I would like to eventually invest in and try to get into is is All-Star. I would like to build myself an All-Star node. I definitely think that's an interesting option. Obviously, you know, for an off-grid option, it's not great, but for just playing around with the hobby, I think it would be very interesting.
True, and it kind of brings to mind, I think I gave you the shortcuts. It's like Central Michigan has their page with all, but Sean created a shortcut for the FBI network. So it's kilo8fbi.org, just a URL shortcut. And it's like one-stop shopping is the way they're advertising it. Everything you need for FBI with some Central Michigan, I believe. My computer's not up. It's all in one place, so you don't have to kind of hunt for it. And then we have ours. I think I gave it to you. The waamac.org as well. Yeah, I think I gave that one to you.
Yeah, that's right. I do have that one. Generally, if I'm in front of a computer during the nets and what have you, I'll actually pull up the voter page, just because I think it's interesting to watch, and the fact that it's live is definitely kind of cool.
Yeah, that's right. You're fully briefed on that, and I do like watching that voter. It's fun when you get the signals that computer can't decide. It's like, man, it's like, well, this one, that one, no, this one, no. But on the audio, you don't hear it at all. It's clear as day. Good analogy, but I hear it's been around for a while.
KCAKJO, I'm back.
Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, I love people that love to slam on their brakes and then say, oh, I'm going to turn here. Oy, oy, oy. Why, I only have a DMR idea. So who else is out there? KCAKJO.
It's Dean at home. I just QTH. And it's me, you know me. Do you know my DMR voice? Because I tell you, DMR voices, I get mixed up all the time. If I try to guess a voice on DMR, I'm usually wrong. Go ahead, Dean.
Oh, I 100% agree with you. I had talked to Tom, I believe, on one of the FBI, and I was like,
wow, he sounds so much younger on analog than DMR.
That's because I have a radio face.
That's the old broadcaster joke. You got a face for radio. Ah. Not true, Tom. Not true, by the way. Yeah. All right. I'm going to drop out, guys. I'll probably be listening. Family's coming, so I should probably set up the toddler beds and do this, that, and the other. Hey, it's kind of windy out there. What the heck is with this wind? Okay, I'm going to sign. I'll listen out. N8WRO. Have a good afternoon, guys.
7-3s. Have a good rest of your day, and I'm sure we'll hear you over the waves. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray. Over to you, Tom. KCAKJO, did we end up doubling up there?
No, Dean, I heard you both times, so you must have dropped out, I guess, in 8WRO.
Fair enough. The hotspot might need a reboot. I had it on yesterday and accidentally left it plugged in, so it might possibly need a reboot. I'm not sure.
No, I went into a dead zone, guys. Sorry about that.
Oh, don't be sorry. You don't control where the dead zones are.
Okay, I got like 1 quick second here. I will talk to you guys in a bit because I'm almost where I need to be, and I know when I get down to them, it's going to be nasty. KCAKJO, thank you guys.
KCAKJO, KE8LAX. Yeah, you go ahead and do what you got to do. I'll be standing by and monitoring. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray.
N8WRO, in case I forgot the sign.
KE8LAX just rebooted my hotspot and monitoring.
KE8KJO.
KE8WOJ, stand by, statewide 1.
KE8KJO, monitoring, statewide 1. KE8KJO, mobile monitoring.
KE8LAX monitoring statewide 1.
Oh, and I thought I was the only one out here in radio land. KE8KJO.
No, I've been monitoring. I just have the radio in the other room, and I kind of heard something. I believe I heard another station in there monitoring as well.
Probably me, because I was trying my HD out when I'm over here by the Metro Airport. See if my HD can reach the Detroit Tower, but I got a DMR mobile too.
Possibly. It didn't sound like you. Let me log into my hotspot and I'll be able to see. This radio I cannot program on Ethan, so I have no idea. The other station was November 8, X-ray Papa Quebec.
Nope, wasn't me.
Fair enough. Yeah, KCAKJO, Tom, how was your work day? And you signed off. You said when you got there it was going to be a headache.
Oh, I think I stuck you on that one. Say again.
Oh, I said I said last time you signed off, you said you're on your way to a job and it was going to be a headache. How did that end up going for you?
Oh, a lot better than I expected. Broken wire. Got that fixed. And the camera. That was also a network connection that they have to fix. Not my cable. My camera, but not my cable.
Fair enough. Are they, are you guys using coax or has things been upgraded to fiber optic?
No, the cameras are IP based. So Cat5's got a bad RJ on it. Because I could plug it into my switch, and it works just fine. But when I plug it into their cable that they ran, it drops out. Gets power, but it doesn't get the data. So definitely a Cat 5 issue.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but when you're running a Cat 5 on those type of camera systems, do they not use a power injector?
All depends on how you do the application. You can use a power injector for the camera, run it back to a standard switch, or you can use a PoE++ and get the camera power from the switch itself.
I don't pretend to know a whole lot about it, but I did get into some mesh plastic stuff, which I found kind of interesting, and I have a mesh plastic node on top of our building in Chesterfield, and I'm using a PoE setup for that.
Yeah, PoE, power over Ethernet, but cameras take a little bit more juice than a mesh plastic or some other devices that are PoE. You know, depending on the camera and the application, you need a PoE, but you need a PoE plus. Give it a little bit more boost.
Fair enough. And I'm sure distance over the length of the cable probably makes a difference too. I know DC has some major voltage drops once you get over certain distances.
Yeah, if you run a PoE injector, we can go up to 330 feet or 300 meters, you know, just fine. But if you get a PoE++, then you get the same distance, but better power on it. Because a lot of the cameras, when they're external, they have heaters in the domes. So that takes a little bit of juice, too.
Okay, so the amperage is really the difference, being able to hold the extra load. Got it.
Right. You can have the voltage, but if you don't have the amperage, then it's not going to help out much. So you got a pair for power, you got a pair for data.
Fair enough. Makes perfect sense. I didn't catch her. Are you going to be at the picnic tomorrow?
100%. I'm bringing dogs, buns, and chips.
Fair enough. I talked to the wife, and she actually wants to come with, so I will be there tomorrow. And over the Discord, I mentioned that I do photography and that I would be more than willing to bring my equipment. And it looks like Dave thought that would be a good idea, so I'll be bringing that as well.
Absolutely. Hopefully we got enough people there to get a group shot, so I see it. Speaking of cameras, that's where I was at. It was at a camera place, you know, where you buy your lenses and your Reinhold 35mm and all the studio equipment. Big place.
Very nice. 35mm equipment, that's kind of out there. But, the lenses, though, there's a lot of money. There's a lot of money wrapped up in that stuff. Kilo Echolate, Lima Alpha X-Ray 4ID.
KDKKGO. Yeah, 35mm film. I mean, that's what we used to, Kodak. That's what we used to do back in the day. Now everything's all digital, and you just use memory chips and everything else like that. But if you're going old school, then you can still get 35mm film. But it's, expensive now from what I understand.
It's still not horrible, but to maintain those cameras, I have an old Canon AE-1 program, which is a 35mm with adjustable shutter speeds electronically. It's actually a pretty cool unit, but now they offer some cool stuff where you can actually modify your 35mm to digital, and you still get that old rustic look. I think that's kind of cool. They're a little expensive, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I still don't know much about cameras. I just buy the ones and then I aim and take a picture. But I know that there's all these zoom lenses and stuff, and you got your shutter speed. The faster the shutter speed is for, races and, stuff like that. And slower shutter speed is for, nighttime, to get better exposure, if that's how it goes, I think.
Yeah, that's correct, Tom. That's actually exactly how it goes. But with your new digital stuff, you've got three sides of it. You have shutter speed, aperture, and ISO. And ISO is kind of like a digital gain, if you will, of how would I word it? More like an electronically induced light. So if you're beyond your aperture and shutter speed limits, you can actually bump up the lighting for your exposure digitally.
Well, that's interesting.
But yeah, some of these lenses are crazy. I was looking at because I've got a new mirrorless system, and some of these lenses, they've got a non-zoom, so it's fixed at 1,700 millimeters focal length, and that's, I want to say, $40,000 for that one lens. It's wild.
So is that one of those lenses that you can sit on the mountaintop and take a picture of Area 51 26 miles away?
Yep, that's pretty much correct. Yeah, you can do some wild stuff with that lens. And it's physical length. I didn't look it up, but if I had to guess, its physical length is somewhere in the tune of probably 3.5 feet long.
Yeah, that's somebody who is like a professional photographer and catches all the neat stuff. I don't know if you ever saw that on YouTube. There's a guy that goes and takes pictures of fighter jets and military planes as it comes through this big rock cut in England. And it's pretty cool.
I don't know if it's the same person, but I have seen quite a few of that. I actually, pretty professionally, but I primarily do real estate portrait stuff and group and family stuff. So primarily people, not so much landscape and races, although I have done some car shows and stuff along those lines.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, this guy is called the Mach Loop, and his camera is so fast when they're flying through that Mach Loop. I mean, the detail of the pilot, and the pilots know the Mach Loop, and they put signs up in the cockpit and everything just to say hello, and they wave at you and everything. It's pretty cool. It's on YouTube. Just gotta look up the Mach Loop and just see all the photography and the videos.
Yeah, I'll look them up just to see. I've probably seen some of his stuff. A lot of my work's on Instagram and places along those ways. I follow a lot of those people, and I just kind of scroll through their stuff a little bit, but I try to stay as far away from social media as I possibly can, but I try to stay away from the crap, if you will.
Yeah, I'm not really. I mean, I have, you know, Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and all that, but I don't live on it because I have much better things to do with my time than sit with my face buried in a phone every day.
100% agree, but unfortunately with the way business is nowadays, if you don't have some sort of social media presence, you're practically a nobody in fields such as, like, photography.
Yeah, I'm old school and go by word of mouth. I mean, I'm here on the radio, that's, you know, enough for me. You know, being, you know, I'll post certain things on Facebook. You know, like today is my kid's 33rd birthday. So I posted something on there wishing him a happy birthday. And, or, you know, my daughter or my wife, you know, little adventures here and there. But I don't put a lot of, let me say, crap on there. Because people just have opinions on everything. You know, like I said, you know, if I go to a nice place or whatever else, or I have one of these goofy adventures, you know, during work, then I'll take a picture, post it on Facebook, and go, oh, look what my meal is today, you know, prepared, you know, by a chef. And, you know, that's about it, and it's just like sarcasm.
Very fair. Like I say, I try to just stay out of it except for what I absolutely can't. Do you know if there's any activity for the picnic tomorrow?
Any what? I'm sorry.
activities. I read something about maybe doing something like a fox hunt or anything along those lines.
Well, PE8WO is going to bring his little his fox, and then we may get into it, just mess around and check it all out. As this, the picnic base, is a meet and greet for all the new members. And welcome to the club, by the way. And, so the fox hunt seems interesting. I'm going to bring my multi-element handheld Yagi and then a couple HTs to see if we can find it with it or something like that.
I do not have a Yagi, so I'm not necessarily equipped, but I'll probably be bringing a couple of handhelds, obviously, just because even most of the time I even travel with my radio, so I'll probably be bringing a couple of those. But I'm more interested in seeing how it works and what kind of fun it could be.
Well, it seems pretty interesting, and these fox hunts that they do, like to Lance Crew's Amateur Radio Club, and I forgot there's another, I think Hazel Park might do one, but LCARC does a fox hunt, and he gets really intuitive. I mean, some of these older hams or more established hams, they've built these contraptions with pie tins and rubber duck antennas and tin foil and coat hangers and all these different modules. I can't think of them all, but where they can pinpoint the fox, pinpoint the quote-unquote fox, and, they find it faster than anybody. I think the fastest somebody said was like 15 minutes.
I would assume that the fox is some form of low-power transmitter that, transmits like a CWID?
It more or less sounds like a little bird. And it's on VHF. They'll tell you the frequency if it's going to be UHF or VHF. And it just sits there and chirps, either every 5 seconds, every 10 seconds, every minute. However they set it up to make it interesting. I think, like I said, I think John KE8WO is going to bring his, because he just ordered one and built it. And I think he's got it all set up, so we'll see how it operates. You have to see it to understand it. You really do.
Fair enough. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm going to have to hop off here and head over to the... So I'm gonna say 7-3s, and I'll probably be on a little bit later. This is Phil Eckhart, Alpha X-Ray, and I will be clear on your vinyl.
Sounds good, Dean. I'll talk to you, when you're back on the air. I got about another hour and a half of drive here, stuck in Detroit. So 73 for now. Enjoy the evening. Talk soon. Casey, KGO.
This is KF8 EDQ. What's the name of Statewide 1?